We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to this episode of the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Mig, Chainsaw Chester, Jenna, Mig, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. I have to say, it is a pleasure to have everybody back again.
Yay, does that mean that you guys missed me?
We did.
Yes. Did you miss us last year?
Yeah, that's just the bigger question.
We did, actually. We were sitting here trying to figure out what we were going to do. I just got back in town, so when we were recording, I was actually in Beijing. But yeah, we were saying, what should we do? Should we record something? Should we not record something? And he and I just went, what the hell? Let's just do something. So we recorded it in our own little special way, I guess. But we did miss you guys. What's going on in Mafia Wars? Anything?
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, there's tons.
Name one.
Well, speaking of other countries, I'm going to respond quickly to one person that posted something on our tip question line. His name happens to be Peter as well. He was asking about crew collections, and he was having a dickens of a time in the weapon shipment hijacking getting the carrying case. And just like, you know, lots of people do in the game, you find friends that are, you know, trying to get the same thing, and you work together to try to get it. And the question of, are these items super rare, or is he just the unluckiest group on the planet? And so I'm beginning to think you might be the unluckiest group on the planet, but
I thought that was me.
That's probably true too. But since you've sent us a tip on the tip line, we're going to find a way to get you your carrying case. So that should make life a little bit easier. And I know what it's like. He signed it with Peter, Reformed Rampant Click Monkey.
He's reformed. That's what matters.
That's right. As long as we can reform those click monkeys, we're good to go. This goes to something briefly that I've seen over the last year or so. There's certain items that sometimes you cannot get yourself. For example, if I'm on the diamond set, the third column in, I can't get any items on the diamond set in the third column, no matter how much robbing I do. And trust me, some people have already seen out there that I've robbed people lots, because now there's kind of a going trend out there to post when Pistol Pete's robbed them out on some of the fan pages.
They put it on my fan page. Yeah. In fact, it's just
you know,
one there.
You know what you should do is you should make a little icon that people can post that says I've been robbed by Pistol Pete.
That would be adorable.
You know, that would be kind of funny. We can make a game of it, and then when it happens, then we can put them in a drawing for some kind of prize or something. That'd be fun. But, because I do a ton of robbing. I don't do as much fighting as everyone else, and, you know, I can't get certain items in either the lockpicking collection or the diamonds collection. They just will not come in, and it's kind of disappointing, and I think you may have found yourself, Peter, in the same situation with specifically, you know, the carrying case. Maybe it's a Zynga bug that they want to encourage people to trade items too, and then therefore there's certain items you may not be able to get, you know, just by normal course of play, which I think is kind of ridiculous. Or, you know, it may just be that the drop rates have just gotten so low.
It happens.
Yeah.
Anything going on at Spockholm this week with you?
Ike's made a few more changes to the checklist. I think that's becoming a very popular
spot. It's very popular.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of questions about it.
One of our fans made an update to our analyzer, which fixed a couple of bugs, which was nice. And this is my appreciation to the fans at Spockholm. I've mentioned it before. It's great when the community can step up and fill the void that we can't do just as now three programmers over at Spockholm. It's great when there's someone else out there that's got some time to mess with some things and try to build on them.
So as the community helps and puts stuff in there, do you, like, share the beer fund with them?
Well, usually there's not that much in the beer fund, so it hasn't come to that. I guess if we were rolling in, you know, 100K a year, we'd be spreading the wealth, but, you know, usually right now, the beer fund, what little there is, pays for server hosting, we pay for bandwidth, the equipment itself. So, I mean, there's some costs that come with running Spockholm, and granted, some of those costs are on Martin's side and some of them are on my side.
Well, your beer fund is boring.
It is.
No kidding, wow. Dude.
And most of it doesn't pay for beer, I guess, is the point.
It's kind of buy sad. You a drink.
We wish it would. So
that's right.
You see us at the next meet and greet, buy us a drink, because that'd be cool.
Exactly.
The Statinator came out, too.
The Statinator, yes, which that one confused some people, because the Statinator, if for those that don't know, is just a simple bookmarklet that loads a profile that has never gotten any achievements and then provides you the stats. Well, what that does for you is it allows you to see actually how many things you have done. So if you wanted to find out how many top mafias you are in or how many ices you've done in Italy, some things that aren't available in other parts of the game, you can actually see that because you can go to that particular achievement and look at the count that shows there, and it shows you what that number is, so you can get an idea of where you sit. So for, you know, the number of operations and so on. The confusing part was, well, we kind of color coded it that said these are the achievements you've actually completed. So red meant you hadn't achieved it and green meant you had. Well, the problem is some of them achievements, the timer starts back over. Like, for example, the job one that you get, like when you first start playing Mafia Wars, doing 10 jobs in 10 days or whatever, mm-hmm. if you skip a day on doing a job, it restarts the counter on it. And even though you've already achieved it, because we're looking at someone else's profile, we can't tell you that you've already achieved it. So it shows you might only have 3 days out of 10. And then it shows in red for that reason.
Well, is that the only one that it messes up on, or are there others?
No, there's a couple of them.
And I need to make a more definitive list so that people have an idea of what that really means. And obviously, you know, I wish Zynga would just put these stats on a person's profile anyway, and then we wouldn't have to go this route. It's nice to have this kind of information at your disposal. Now, the other thing that Jennifer pointed out, and I will admit that I did not know it would do this, if you go to your own profile page and run the Statinator, then it does a quick scan of all your achievements and tell you which ones specifically are the ones you still need to complete.
Couldn't you just look at that?
I knew you were going to say that.
Jesus, come on, man.
He's a realist.
A bookmarklet that is useful.
It's very useful.
It is. The benefit is that it quickly shows you, and as achievements, I think over time will get longer and longer, the list. The nice part is in one quick click, you can then see what everything is without having to scroll down and say, oh, I missed that one, that one's still grayed out, and that one. With one click, you get the results there right on the screen that says what you have missed. And we put the description in the section too, so it says what you still need to get accomplished. You know, it's a nice little quick bookmarklet. It shows that there's no evil in the world. Good stuff. We've got some other things brewing. There's something on the horizon for tournaments. So I'll leave it at that.
Cool.
Very nice. What's going on with you, Jennifer? Have you had a lot going on in Mafia War Loot Land?
Yes. And the big news that everybody's really hungry for is information on Italy. So we finally got the release date, which is set to be January 24th.
Okay, yay.
Yep. And there's a customer support document that is called Italy Region 6 through 8 Preview Week. And what Wesley did, I guess, to make this more interactive is every day of the week he released some new tidbit that he calls factoids about something about Italy. And yeah, and if you look up factoids in the dictionary, it's going to give you a funny definition, but that's what they call them. It's a Zynga thing, not my thing, because a factoid really isn't a fact. It's something.
Can they be treated with Preparation H?
No.
It's a cousin to a hemorrhoid.
No. A factoid literally is something that's not true, but is said so much it's believed to be true. I don't think they had this in mind when they used that term, but the factoids really are facts. As of what they know right now.
But then you've hit on the key point there of what they know right now, because from what we've seen in the past, not all the information you get in the beginning is what happens when it releases.
Right.
So probably choosing the term factoid was a good choice.
Yeah, maybe. I know from personal experience when I write for the Mafia Wars blog, you know, what the information I'm giving doesn't always match what actually occurs in the game. So you never know. But I think we got some good information on the names of the regions, how many jobs there's going to be, how many new loot items, which 18 of them.
Are we going to have to go back for some of those consumables?
There's not going to be any new consumables, and three of the old ones are going to be used. So the smartphones, okay. The hidden charges, and the cooked books.
So
and
if I you have nothing to do right now, do you think that's probably the best waste of energy for me?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're not giftable, so you can't, you know, loot them with a sub account. So you're going to have to make them on your own. So you might as well be making
up
now. Yeah. And nobody knows the exact number. So if you're curious.
Is that Disco supposed to finally come out with that sits on the top of your property sale?
Yes. There's one.
My Village.
It's not a Disco. It's a
Village in me.
My Nightclub Director Rock. Let's go.
Only one nightclub. And there's going to be three.
Nightclub. That's what it was, right?
Yeah. But Disco sounds cool too. Yeah. I mean, maybe
yours can be a Disco Pete.
Cool. Get out my white platforms.
You got it.
Saturday Night Fever.
Take pictures.
Okay, so that's the big hype that everyone wants to know about. Then there, all these little tidbits are coming out. Zynga created yet another program called Rewardville. And this is going to net you Z-Coins, they're called, when you play Mafia Wars or any other Zynga game. And then you use these little Z-Coins to buy loot items. And there's 22 new loot items available for purchase with the Z-Coins in this program. And I have the pictures and the stats on my blog, and they're all pretty decent. But the question is, do you really want to go play all these other games to get them?
Right.
I probably won't, because I don't have time for that.
It's probably going to be like my stance was when they started putting loot items in for Cafe World and stuff in the armory and stuff. I didn't even bother. I mean,
I didn't either.
And I gotta say, that's tough for me because I like the whole collect them all kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of said, nah, I'm not going to play another game. Don't need that.
I used to be that way too, but it's got so out of control with the amount of loot items that, you know, we have the lucky stash. We just have loot coming out everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just too hard to keep track of. I just.
So did you guys vote?
That was the next thing I was going to talk about.
Yeah, that's
always
what I was wondering.
Although it's not that
or helping her get to it.
One are you guys going to vote for?
I voted for all three.
Oh, that sucks.
I did too, and you know why? Because I could. And I have a feeling that's going on with everybody else too.
Well, why does it keep popping up?
Mini games, stupid things. I can't stand this slot machine that I have to do 50,000 times before I get that stupid bonus, which gives me crappy loot that I already had.
I think it would be fun if we could do betting with, like, New York money. Like me, I want to get that What's After Trillion achievement. So I would love, like, some form of gambling that I could use that money for.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Or to get there. Even play poker with other Mafia Wars players, not the Zynga poker people, but...
So what's the idea there? Do you think that they're really listening to us, or do they already have something in mind?
I think they already have something in mind. I think they're just deciding on the time period of which to roll out first.
And they probably want to see what people like. And I have a suspicion they really want to know, are people happy with all the fighting that was incorporated into the game? And maybe they want to get a percentage of votes indicating, yeah, we like all this fighting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys do because you're in families, but
you did it, girl. Good job.
But like people like me and Pete were like, oh, robbing's quicker. I'd rather rob.
Right.
So anyways, on your homepage module, page number 5, you can see the voting. And we're allowed to vote for all three, and we're allowed to vote once an hour. I don't know how long that's going to be there
for. That's ridiculous. I mean, how can you take seriously a vote per hour?
Well, that's why I'm wondering, do they just want numbers? Like, are they looking to say, hey... 2 million people said,
who wants
they
to waste their time enough to sit there and vote every hour? So, I mean,
they're rigging the vote again.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't like this rigging of the vote.
Zynga fail. Go ahead.
They're looking to form a players' advisory committee, and they're actually selecting 50 players. They want players of all different levels and types, so you don't have to be like a big badass to be selected. If you check my blog, you'll see the email if you didn't get it. Not everybody got the email because it only went to people that signed up for one of their ancillary programs called I Love Mafia Wars. And all you really have to do is give them the information and give a little quick essay as to why you think you would be a good candidate and email it to them. And they will be flying everybody selected to San Francisco on February 26th.
It sounds like fun.
February 26th. Yeah. Uh-huh. How long are they going to fly people out there for?
That's what I was wondering.
They didn't give that specific.
They tell everybody they need to be available on the 26th, but then wouldn't that mean if you have to get out there?
You're never going home.
Yeah, you got to fly in.
You got to fly in the day before.
It's a real Mafia Wars event.
Yeah.
And it's not limited to just the United States. It's all countries all over the world.
Very nice. Well, that should make them happy.
The last thing worthy of noting is that hired guns have been added to the free gift page. So you can gift your mafia who don't have 501 members yet, and it's 2 hired guns per gift. They can only accept 5 a day. If you get one and you already have 501 mafia, it will turn into a mystery shipment. Once you get 5, they will convert to mystery bags.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. I hadn't really read up in it, though.
Yeah, so they'll convert to mystery shipments, and you only get 5. And then, so if you got 5 mystery shipments and 5 hired guns, you would be able to get 10 mystery shipments a day. if you already have 501.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't want to add people to their mafia for the sake of adding them to their mafia. So
a lot of people don't want strangers on their Facebook accounts.
We are going to a commercial and we will be right back.
Hello, welcome to Trader No-Go's. How can I help you?
Hi, Trader No-Go. I have a whole lot of brass knuckles to give to you, and I was wondering if you would trade them to me for a hammer hawk.
Are you out of your flipping mind? Brass knuckles? Pooey! The brass knuckles no good to me. Make me better offer. That's a no-go. That's no-go.
For scorpions? Those are good.
For scorpions? You could get those looting easy. You drive me crazy, lady. Out of my shop, out of my shop.
Oh, Trader No-Go, I really want the hammer hawk.
Okay, I make you a deal. Here's what you do. I need 80 reward points.
Reward points? I want to trade, Trader No-Go.
No, Trader No-Go, no trade. You only purchase.
No, trade.
No, purchase.
I don't have any money, Trader Go.
Terribly sorry, out of my shop.
Trader No-Go, can I have some of what you're smoking, please?
Hey, lady, you drive me crazy. Out of my shop.
But Trader No-Go.
No, bye.
I want a hammerhawk.
Trader No-Go, always open.
We're back with the family life and Migs, Chainsaw, Chester. Hey, what's going on?
I want to introduce somebody special to the show right now. He is another Mig, also known as Mig Turk to Turk. It is Chuck Elliott. How you doing, Chuck?
Hey, I'm doing great, Chester. Thanks to you guys for bringing me on.
Not a problem.
We've got a lot of great feedback already. The page itself has been about a week, and we've got a lot of great promos going on with the other trading sites. And what we have is, you know, our trading segment. And matter of fact, a couple of podcasts ago, Chester, you mentioned about having a contest where you're going to give away a lotto set. And I added to that by throwing in a $10 Mafia Wars gift card. And this was for all of our listeners to give us a name for our new trading segment. And there was a lot of really good ones. We probably spent a good 45 minutes trying to figure out which one would be the best. And I do have the winner. Matter of fact, William Z gave us the name Insider Trading Tips, which is perfect for what we have in mind, because with the new trading segment, we are not a trading site, you know, so there will be no trading going on. It's basically going to be just an information page tying in all the trading sites together. That way, if you're new to trading, you can come there and ask your questions. If you have a concern about what your loot is worth, you know, we have a great ratio converter that we got from Elite Trading. I mean, this is probably the best converter I've ever seen. You punch in your number of what you got and what you're looking for, and boom, there it is. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I mean, I've got just a ton of information I could spew out.
What is the question that a lot of people ask besides ratio?
Finding a good trading site to go to. You know, I've been trading for almost a year now myself. There are literally dozens of different trading sites out there. And some are the type where you can go and trade loot. Some of them are basically scams to get you to go to a third-party page to, you know, spend hard-earned currency for loot. You know, that's not what, you know, we want to promote. We want, you know, Mafia Wars players interacting with other Mafia War players, trading loot for loot, having a good time, developing some good relationships and friendships from it.
I think this will help a lot of players because a lot of people are afraid to trade sometimes because the trading sites are so strict.
Right.
But they're strict for a reason, to prevent you from getting scammed.
Exactly. Exactly it. And that's one thing with our trading segment and trading page. We're going to have a list of recommended and trusted trading sites. I've talked to, you know, their main admins or the creators to get more information, just to make sure we find the right trading sites for the right people.
I want to give a shout out today.
What do
you got? I
want
to give it out to a guy named Scott Rendell.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Scott.
We love you, Scott.
Yep.
The
Scott,
Mafia video guy.
That's right. So Scott's a Mafia Wars video guy. He's also a longtime Mig, and Scott's account got hacked.
Yes. No.
When he went out shoveling snow, probably yellow snow, and when he came back in, he checked his email, and there are all these changing your password on the account. He's like, what the heck is this? He tried to log in, couldn't log in.
Not cool.
So somebody had hacked it, changed everything on him, and started leeching all of his Mafia Wars loot.
And, you know, there's been story after story after story more recently of people's accounts getting hacked into. And it's ridiculous.
There is a way to prevent that if you go into your settings. At least you'll know it's happening, and then there's ways to get the people off your account.
Well, here's the thing is that he was able to finally reclaim something. Uh-huh. I mean, because they had either hit his Hotmail account or something, and it screwed him up. So Facebook paused that account, and he got on with Zynga as soon as he started seeing his inventory go down. He went off and went to Zynga, and Zynga was able to freeze the account.
Nice.
Which was cool as Zynga to do. Well, now he's at the dilemma of, give me my account back, Facebook. And, right. Of course, Facebook is going to take either forever or they'll just never give it back to him.
Exactly.
So he's at a crossroads right now. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a shout out to the community, or I'm going to put a challenge out to the community to help us out. Anybody with Facebook ties, give me a shout. I want to get his account back up and running as fast as I can.
Well, you know, from that standpoint, I don't know why, if he could get a new Facebook account, why Zynga couldn't cross-reference his old Mafia Wars account with it.
Exactly. That's why
we should have a backup.
I mean, when you have this kind of thing happen, I mean, I think that they should be able to accommodate that. That was one of the questions that came across Spockholm, was there was someone that was complaining, can we write a bookmarklet to, you know, basically find these people that are doing this? And really, it's not our place in the scriptwriting community to do it, because Zynga has access to the resources to find the problem, fix the problem, and then resolve it for the individual that was affected. You know, it would be a very easy thing for them to do, to let him create a brand new Facebook account and then let him create a Mafia Wars account on it, and then just relink his old account to the new one.
Anybody out there with Facebook ties, let me know. Zynga, we know who you are. You know who I am. Help us out if you can, please. Mm-hmm. So that shout out goes out to him. Sorry about being a little passionate, but that pisses me off.
No, every That's right fine. To be passionate about that one for sure.
Oh, I have a shout out to Misty Dady, who runs Mystified Mafia Wars and Pimping. It's a really good site, and she's been doing a good job, and they have lots of good information there.
Nice. I have a shout out to my friend Ty, who's in a family called The Enforcers.
Yeah, I'd like to have two real quick shout outs. The first one is to my wife, Dawn, who has been great in supporting me with Mafia Wars and the trading segment and all the extra work I've been putting into it. She's been awesome. The second one, believe it or not, is to my dentist, Dr. Tara, who I found out today while she was drilling on my teeth, plays Mafia Wars.
Pete, you got any shout-outs?
Actually, I do have something quickly, though. It's not so much a shout-out. Stuart Taylor sent in an email a while ago, and he asked a question that we didn't answer on the last show, and I said we would on this one. And Jennifer's got a lot more information about it. What was called the flashback.
The flashback had nothing to do with the rumors of script use hunting. It was just simply there was a glitch. Everything got rolled back about 15 minutes, I believe, and then they reset it back. So there was maybe 2 to 3 minutes where it wasn't corrected. So those players would see loss in stats or loot if they were trading or whatever, or progress lost. And it was asked that those players contact customer support. And they dubbed it a flashback instead of a rollback.
Right. But then I will give a shout out to all the Spocktonians, and then thanking everybody for getting in and voting for us on the best podcast in the Blogger Choice Awards. Keep those votes coming. You've been listening to the Informant Podcast. You can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can send us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com. You can now follow us on Twitter.
Yay.
Wait a minute. We're on Twitter?
We're on Twitter at informantpod. Because Twitter has a limitation how many characters you can have in your username. So we are informantpod, P-O-D, and you can follow us on Twitter, and we'll try to get a lot of good information out there to keep people updated on stuff. And then, of course, you can send us a rant on our voicemail box, and that number is, Jenna?
Yes, we love a good rant. It is 707-847-6852 or 707-TIP-6852.
Well, thank you. You've been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new world. I want to ride.